Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. The latest Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association convention and trade show up and coming. Tell you about that in just a moment. The DeKalb brand Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola System offers wheat farmers one of the best crop rotation solutions to come along in years, helping to improve wheat yields and quality. Certain DeKalb winter canola products are now available with sulfurea residual tolerance technology that has demonstrated the ability to grow winter canola without damage from herbicide carryover on fields where a long residual sulfurea herbicide was applied in the previous wheat crop. Contact your seed dealer or visit DeKalb.com. Always follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Individual results may vary.
You gotta love lean beef. 29 tantalizing cuts, each delivering a delicious all its own. 29 different paths to a protein-packed dinner time. From the tenderest of tenderloins to top-notch top round, there are 29 lean reasons to get the grill going that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. For more information, visit us at oklabeef.org.
The 60th annual convention and trade show of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association set to begin this coming Thursday, running through Saturday at the Reed Center in Midwest City, Oklahoma. Cattle producers from throughout the region expected to be a part of this year's annual meeting, according to Scott DeWald, who says that very much on the mind of those that will be gathering, the hot, dry conditions and all the impact of the drought of 2012, including rising feed costs and deteriorating pasture conditions.
I think so. You know, we started planning this thing back in January, February, lining up speakers in March, and I honestly thought, while the cattle market outlook has always been a popular function of our event, I thought, you know, this is one of those years that it's not going to be that complex or that complicated of a deal, so it may not have as much interest as usual. I spoke to the speaker the other day, Don Close, who used to be at Texas Cattle Feeders. He's now with Rabobank. And I said, Don, I think your topic is going to be the most important topic of the day, is what's going to happen with the grain markets, what's corn and beans going to do, what's going to happen in the wheat market, what's going to happen in the cattle market, what's going to happen with demand. All these things are very, very topical going into it. So it's surprising that over the course of, 4 months, you have a huge shift as you see the drought in the Midwest, particularly affecting the grains.
Indications as you've had pre-registration, as you've had folks talk about the meeting, expecting a good turnout again this year?
We are. Registrations are just right about par, a little bit over where they were this time last year. Obviously, weather conditions will affect that. If people need to be out taking care of livestock rather than here in Oklahoma City or Midwest City taking care of OCA business, that could keep a few folks out. Quite frankly, I expect to have a huge crowd. Trade shows sold out, so all indications are, you know, things will be really, really good there. This is our 60th anniversary, and so that's kind of a noteworthy milestone time. Last year, ironically, when we were in the epicenter of drought that you said a minute ago, you sit there and you scratch your head and think, is anybody going to have time to come to town and talk about other issues that are important to the beef industry, like taxes and private property rights and those kind of things? We had a huge crowd, and it was because they were there looking for answers to questions on how to manage through this drought. So I think because of the lineup of speakers we have, people like Don Close coming in, our cattle market outlook, or our Cattlemen's College that we do with OSU, and some very topical presentations there, I look forward to a great crowd.
Scott DeWald of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. First part of the week, we'll be at the Summer Cattle Conference in Denver, but then Friday, Saturday, we'll be a part of the OCA meeting covering that for you. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.